The English humor. Fun seems to be the possession of the English race. Fun is John Bull's idea of humor. There is no intellectual judgment in fun. Everybody understands it because it is practical. More than that, it unites all classes and sweetens even political life. To study the elemental form of English humor, you must look to the school book. It begins with a practical joke, and unless there is something of his nature about it, it is never humor to an Englishman. In an English household, fun is going all the time. The entire house resounds with it. The father comes home, and the whole family contribute to the amusement. Puns, humorous uses of words, little things that are meaningless nonsense, if you like, fly around, and everyone enjoys them thoroughly for just what they are. The Scotch are devoid of this trait, and the Americans seem to be too. If I had the power to give humor to the nation, I would not give them drollery, for that is impractical. I would not give them wit, for that is aristocratic, and many minds cannot grasp it. But I would be contented to deal out fun, which has no intellectual element, no subtlety, belongs to old and young, educated and uneducated alike, and is the natural form of the humor of the Englishman. Let me tell you why the Englishman speaks only one language. He believes with the strongest conviction that his own tongue is the one that all people ought to speak and will come in time to speak. So, what is the use of learning any other? He believes, too, that he is appointed by Providence to be a governor of all the rest of the human race. From our Scottish standpoint, we can never see an Englishman without thinking that there is oozing from every pore of his body the conviction that he belongs to a governing race. It has not been his desire that large portions of the world should be under his care, but as they have been thrust upon him in the proceedings of a wise Providence, he must discharge his duty. This theory hasn't endeared him to others of his kind, but that isn't a matter that concerns him. He doesn't learn any other language because he knows that he could speak it only so imperfectly that other people would laugh at him, and it would never do that a person of his importance in the scheme of the universe should be made the object of ridicule. Excerpt from Scottish Humor by John Watson.